Hello all and welcome, and I am the MGTOW Philosopher, and in this video I'd like to talk about the goals of MGTOW as I view them. Now, as many of you may or may not know, MGTOW isn't a movement, a collective, or any kind of group. We don't answer to a council, have a president, or anything of that nature. Nor do we have a manifesto or any well-developed ideology. No. We're just men who see that the system can't be changed simply by voting. Because women can outvote us men. And that would be if all us men stood together. Yet we don't even stand together, as many men are still simps, white knights, and mangina cucks who, because of indoctrination, still adhere to their traditional gender roles, as well as worship of and defense of femininity, even though women in no way adhere to their own gender roles. Hence, no matter how much we MGTOW might come together, it wouldn't matter. The media, the government, the churches, and the global elites are all against us. Hence, making any changes via protesting or trying to show the inequity of our situation using the very institutions that are inherently biased against us is a no-win scenario. So, what can we do as men? Why are we even MGTOW if there's nothing we can do to change the system? Because there is something we can do. We can walk away. We can walk away and take our resources with us. Once we do that, the globalists will lose the ability to further indebt us. Women will lose the ability to take our resources and spend them as their mad money. The government will lose the control it has over us through its proxies, i.e. women, as well as the ability to indoctrinate our kids into leftist groupthink, as we either won't have kids or we'll adopt. And if we're smart enough and aware enough to do that, then we won't send our kids to public indoctrination centers, which are otherwise known as public schools. That's it. We don't need to do anything except not participate in their system. And of course, spread the word, meaning use the tools offered to us in the form of social media to let other men know what walking away has to offer and that there's no shame in doing so. And what is it that MGTOW has to offer, you might ask? What are the goals of MGTOW? What do men going their own way want to accomplish? Well, that's simple. Nothing less than saving the world, baby. That's right. MGTOW want to save the world from cultural Marxism. Now, of course, many MGTOW guys are not even aware of these types of things. Most simply go their own way for very specific personal reasons. Firstly, to protect themselves and their wealth from women, as women are a very big threat because of the power the system gives them. All one need do is look at who is getting alimony and how many marriages end in divorce and who's getting the kids to know just how big a threat they are. One also need only look at the fact that the length of the average American marriage is only 8.7 years. Looking at this number tells you all you need to know about the odds of a marriage making it. And MGTOW men want to be free from the wants, needs, desires, expectations of others, and to live for themselves. But of course, that's anathema to a collectivist view of the world, a view where you have an oppressor and an oppressed, where the oppressor becomes the oppressed and slaves away so the formerly oppressed people can now live a life of leisure on the back of the so-called former oppressor's labor. This is, of course, what Marx himself advocated for, that half of the society should free itself and live lives of leisure, lives that would allow the supposedly oppressed people in society the freedom to be creative, while the uncreative former oppressors slave away to serve the needs of the truly deserving people in society, the ones who have real talent. I suppose he failed to see the fact that he was an unproductive loser, even though he was one of the so-called creative people, as he called them. You know, giving unproductive people more time will simply give them more time to be unproductive. They'll simply be more comfortable while doing it. However, Marx didn't see this lesson reflected in his own life, even though he was a jobless loser who was living what was essentially a socialistic existence, living off the work of his few friends and family until he died penniless. That's essentially what Western culture has become, at least in large part, a Marxist experiment where men sacrifice themselves for the other half of the population. In this case, women, who in turn live lives of relative leisure. They can work if they want, but if they don't want to, all they need to do is get knocked up, have a kid or two, and they can make 60, 70 plus grand a year from state and federal benefits, not to mention child support from the kid's daddy. State-endorsed and state-funded Marxism at its best. Men pay all the taxes that are used mostly by women, and the poor oppressed minorities, of course, whilst the women pay no real taxes, as they take more from the system than they pay in, while men put in way more than they take out. Way more. Boy, doesn't Marxism sound grand? I suppose it does if you're a loser, but it's not so great if you're a man. And that's what we have now. A de facto Marxist state. And that's what MGTOW is fighting against. This Marxist bullshit that advocates for you living for others instead of living for yourself. Giving up your own life and sacrificing for everyone else. That's what MGTOW is against. This war against individuality. Now, as I said, MGTOW are not even aware of all... Many MGTOW are not even aware of all these issues. Some are, but many aren't. That is what they're actually fighting for. You know, they have their own reasons for being MGTOW, but a lot of them are not aware of this cultural Marxist fight going on. Many are, many are not. But that doesn't matter, because they're still fighting for freedom to do what they want, when they want, and to live their lives exactly how they see fit. So by going their own way, they are still fighting Marxism, even if they don't realize it. And the goal of MGTOW, it's nothing beyond living for ourselves. And in doing that, we're fighting against Marxism, absolutely. Now, my own personal goals as a MGTOW man are a bit different, as I have a certain talent for speaking and expressing myself in an articulate way. I'm also pretty good at breaking down information and making it easy for others to understand. This also extends to breaking down other people's bad arguments and seeing the flaws in their quote-unquote bullshit. Hence, I'm well-armed to fight leftism, if I so choose. Which, by the way, I do. However, it does take a lot of energy, which is probably why more people don't do it. Anyhow, because I have a gift for these things, I feel compelled to do more than simply go my own way without a care for others. Which is perfectly fine, by the way, if you so choose. If everyone did that, the world would be a far better place to live in. Sadly, not everyone does do that. Far too many people in this world try to make others live for and sacrifice for their fellow man. They tell you that you should give up your life and give it up for other people and embrace self-sacrifice, which of course is the heart of Marxism and Marxist indoctrination. To sacrifice for your fellow man, for the state, and in essence become a slave to the needs of others. Because of that want on the part of leftists and ideologues to dominate the lives of others, my goal is nothing less than beating them by informing men about the realities of life that are so often hidden from them through indoctrination and propaganda and echo chamber groupthink mentality. I want to open men's eyes and shake them awake to the realities of female nature, the nature of the system we live in, and how it would be best for them at this point in time to simply go their own way, which really means they only need to do five things. Don't marry a woman. Don't live with a woman. Don't have kids with a woman. Don't give her anything. Do nothing that could allow her to lay claim to your resources. Now, the final one is sort of a summation, but covers a wide range of things that require a man to look at his actions and ask himself if he is doing anything, anything at all, that could allow a woman to, at some point in time, lay claim to his resources. Basically, number five is about being self-aware and aware of the possible consequences of your actions. And that's my goal, to inform as many men as possible and wake them up to the fact that your value as a man and what makes you a man in no way lies within you being or not being with a person of the opposite sex. That's merely indoctrination and a groupthink shaming tactic designed to get you to do what the collective wants you to do. And that is to serve their best interests, not yours, theirs. Meaning the parasites who self-identify as collectivists by supporting leftist ideology. Don't fall for it. Don't be beholden to the wants or so-called needs of others. Needs that most such people could easily address if they made better choices in their life and chose a different way to approach and look at the world, a way in which they stopped making excuses for why they can't succeed and instead chose to succeed based on their own merits. Okay? A way of looking at the world in which they stopped blaming white people, the system, and men in general for why they are somehow not where they want to be. I mean, that's nonsense. You are not where you want to be because of choices you made, not roadblocks other people put in your way. And such self-defeating rhetoric is simply designed to grab ever more power and silence you, the man. And those are my goals as a MGTOW man. I think the goal of most MGTOW, though, is to simply be successful and to reach their full potential as a human being. You see, that's the kind of thing that men care about. Women don't care about those kind of things by and large, but, you know, we're not women. And despite what feminists and egalitarians like to say and would have you believe, men and women are very, very different creatures, and we want different things from life. And that used to be okay to say. But now, oh no, it isn't okay. And I'm fighting for that to be okay again, as are most MGTOW, in the form of voting with their feet. You know, just by going your own way, you become one less cog in a machine that enslaves you the moment you sign up for and take residence in that dread machine that is our current Marxist culture, a machine that will over time wear you out until you are easily replaced by a new male human cog. For you see, to the machine, you're nothing more than a disposable thing. And women, well, they see you in much the same way, as they are agents of and part of the dread machine that grinds you down slowly over time. Now, the goal of some MGTOW like myself is to free all men from this machine, to liberate men from an existence which is real oppression. This existence as a cog, as a slave to a Marxist culture that doesn't care about you or your well-being. A culture which is the only real oppression that is taking place at this point in time in the West. As for women, they were never oppressed by anyone, because oppression implies no quid pro quo was ever taking place. That someone was being used, taken advantage of, meaning they were getting nothing in return. However, that was never the case. Women didn't have to go to work in the coal mine and work 14, 16 hours a day and risk death or black lung and die at 35. Women didn't have to go to war and risk their lives fighting for their country. All women had to do was take care of the kids. But oh no, she thought she was missing out on something, and she wanted more power so she could see what it was like, what she might be missing out on, and prove to the world that she could do as good a job at running it as men did. And how is that working out for us, huh? Not so well, as everyone who is awake and aware has seen what a sorry state the world is now in. Women have done a terrible, terrible job at running things. But for one to see this fact, one must first know what Western society was like before women took over. And that requires learning about history, something schools no longer teach. I wonder why. Well, now you know why. They don't want you to know the truth or have any perspective on our current world and the state it is in. That's why I'm fighting against the left, the bullshit, the illusion, the delusion, the wishful thinking and ignorance forced on the masses. The oppressed versus oppressor narrative. I'm a staunch foe of cultural Marxism. I hate it. I hate Marxists. I hate socialism and feminism and the mental disorder that is liberalism. My goal is to defeat them all through educating people on the realities of these things and what the consequences of holding such dangerous beliefs actually are. To sum things up, the goal of MGTOW as a whole is to simply walk away from the preconceived notions of others in regards to how we as men should live our lives and instead live for ourselves. That's a powerful action that can and will help save the world from socialism once enough of us walk away. You know, we men are like the giant Atlas holding up the world on our shoulders. If we all go on strike, the world will fall to the ruination of many, but not all. Those who can take care of themselves, those who are the smartest, the most productive, and the most capable, will survive just fine after that fall. only the parasites, meaning the useful idiots who rely on the labor of others, will be doomed. The system, it's designed to enfranchise women and minorities. And if you deprive the system of its slaves, the system will eventually collapse. And there will be chaos and anarchy. And sadly, it must come to that. The system must collapse for things to change. We men must deprive it of our labor so that it can no longer support itself, because it is based off of theft, not production, or any other useful endeavor. A system that exists merely for its own sake and is wholly concerned about its own survival and not in serving the needs of its citizens is a wholly evil one. The entity, which is our government, it needs to die and be reborn anew as something better. And eventually it will. Our message is getting out. More and more people are going their own way. More and more men are going their own way, I should say. And the government is taking more and more useless measures to try and stop us. From proposing porn bans to make us get with women to shaming men who don't want to do so. But it doesn't matter. They can send all the cucks and manginas after us that they want to try and shame us. It won't work, as their ranks of cucks and white knights willing to serve the system is continually shrinking as time passes and we reach more and more men with our message. Soon they won't have enough cuck men to get the job of keeping their fellow men in line. They won't have enough men to get that job done. And yes, anarchy is bad. But it's only a transitional period between when the old government falls and a new one rises. And sadly, this has to happen because government will not vote away its own power, and neither will women. And since women control the vote, a collapse is inevitable. The reason for this, besides us walking away, of course, and taking our resources with us, is that a socialistic model based on serving parasites via stealing from productive people is totally unsustainable, even with a country as wealthy as the West, even with countries, I should say, that are as wealthy as Western countries are. I simply hope us men going our own way can help speed things up. After all, it's less painful to simply rip the Band-Aid off than to peel it off slowly. Now, what will come after the collapse? Well, that's not entirely clear. Hopefully, we men and society as a whole will have learned from the past. Hopefully, we'll have learned from the mistakes of the past that you cannot engineer equality. Diversity is not a strength. Wishful thinking and intellectual ideologues cannot be allowed to socially engineer society. Oh, and of course, that all forms of socialism are evil. But that kind of falls in line with banning all the so-called intellectuals from having any say in how things are done. Because in the wrong hands, philosophy can be a very dangerous tool indeed. However, the truth is, the best way to counter that is to arm everyone with the same tools so that they can understand what makes sense and what is nonsense. Essentially, what we need is a much better education system that is not run by those in power who have a marked interest in staying in power and will use any and all means available to do so, including dumbing down the population. No, no, no. What's needed is a more autonomous education system that serves to teach students how to think for themselves. This will be a large part of what needs to happen after the fall, after the collapse of society, after the collapse of cultural Marxism and the culture we have now and the government we have now comes. Better education system. And that's really why I'm doing what I'm doing now, trying to wake people up, all people, of course, mainly men. I mean, that's my focus, because they're the ones who need the most help. And that's it. Those are my goals as a MGTOW, and the goals of most MGTOW through exercising the very powerful tool that is their feet, and using that tool to go their own way. I am the MGTOW Philosopher, and I wish you a good day. Take care.